Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hi everybody, it's Ken Shepherd. It's 11:30 California time on Tuesday, August 28th. Hope everybody's having a great day. We'll start by reading the disclaimer and get that out of the way. This show is intended only for the listeners. All the information investment-wise contained in the show has been secured by sources Creative Flips and Ken Shepherd, because Creative Flips, Inc. and Ken Shepherd believes are reliable, but we make no representations or warranties expressed or implied as to the accuracy of the information, the views, opinions, conclusions, and other information expressed in the show are not the responsibility of Creative Flips, Inc. or Ken Shepherd in any manner. Creative Flips, Inc. and Ken Shepherd accepts no liability for the content of the show or for the consequences of any action taken on the basis of the information provided in the show. Creative Flips, Inc. and Ken Shepherd recommends that you consult with a financial advisor, attorney, accountant, and any other professional that can help you understand and assess the risks associated with any investment opportunity. So that's basically our disclaimer. We're done with that. So let's see. Our website is www.creativeflips.wes.com. You can reach us there. You could also reach us at our office 24/7, 310-358-7087. You could also reach us 24/7 at our email, fci@pacbell.net. Our Twitter feed is @KenShepherd, KenShepard. The at sign, of course, is the at symbol before my name. You can reach me during business hours, 9 to 5 California time at 818-585-9706. If you want to reach us at any of those numbers or by email, just put in that you heard about us on Blog Talk Radio. If you look at the website, you can look at the resume accomplishments tab, become a member, join with us, become part of our family. We're finding that we're getting some great response from the radio show. We're in the middle of working out, getting over 100,000 people brought to the show through a investor website that we've been gracious and blessed enough to have the opportunity to be part of. And I think it's more like 140,000 that will know about us. And then, of course, that's going to really improve the number of people that come. We're starting to see some great response. People are bringing us some fantastic deals to look at. And we're hearing that people really like the show. They're learning from it. They're growing with it. And they're finding that it's really, really helpful to them in their real estate business. The show's called Making Money in Real Estate When You Have No Money, because that's exactly what it's about. Is there are ways to make money in real estate without any money at all. And we talk about a lot of different kinds of ways to do that. And we've had some incredible response, just incredible response. So let's talk today about syndication. And what syndication is basically another word for partnership. So if you look up syndication on the internet, you'll see that it's basically taking one whole and breaking it up into sections. So when you syndicate a deal, it's basically meaning that you're bringing in different people to buy shares of the transaction. Businesses are syndicated this way through stock. But we'll keep it to real estate. Real estate is syndicated for larger transactions where people want to buy a piece of a transaction or where they want to buy a piece of a note. They can do it with notes. You can do it with real estate. You can do it with anything. And basically what syndication is working with generally people that are accredited investors, meaning they have, I think, at least $1 million net worth and $250,000 liquid that they're willing to put at risk. And they go into transactions with you. And essentially what they do is they put their capital up, and you either are partners with them and they're silent partners, and you just manage the assets and manage the capital and invest it for them. Or they may be active in terms of being involved in the transactions with you as a syndication partner, or it may be any combination of those things. Generally with syndications, there's what's called a lead partner, and then there's minority shareholders. And so if you're a lead partner, you're holding a majority of the interest, or you have a majority of the responsibility. A lot of them are done through limited liability corporations because you've got multiple people involved. I'm not an accountant or an attorney, so I don't really want to speak on that. You really have to consult with one of those folks to really get to the bottom of what that's all about. But it really is very important that you syndicate properly. Our call in number is 347-989-1329, and this is our 22nd show. We're really excited about what we're doing, and as I said, we're getting some great response. So how do you find people that are interested in syndication? Well, first of all, generally syndications are very large transactions. Obviously, they could be any size. It could be $50,000, $100,000, $1 million, $5 million, $10 million, $100 million. But generally, they're larger transactions where people say, you know what, I don't have $5 million, but I do like your deal. So how about if I buy a portion of the deal? I'll put in $250,000, okay? And so you get people that are willing to invest with you, and they put up the money, and you make your deal. Now, in syndication, there's some things to remember. First of all, you're probably dealing with a very, very high quality of person, investor-wise, or attorneys, or accountants, or wealth managers, or people at stock brokerage houses that represent large blocks of cash for their clients, or banks, or in the wealth management group, and whatever it may be. And if you meet an investor, they may turn you on to any of those people and ask them to work with you. So at the end of the day, the most important thing you want to know is you're working with people that are very, very high quality. So you want to be responsive to that. That means your presentations have to be pristine and crisp. You have to have a great business plan, a good understanding of how you're going to make the transaction work. Is it a long-term transaction or a short-term? Are you looking to, what are you looking to do? You know, that's really important. It's like when you write any business plan or when you deal with anything in real estate or otherwise, you have to explain what you're trying to do. You have to say, okay, this is what I'm doing. This is how I'm doing it. If you're putting money into the deal, that's always helpful. If you're not able to do that in your experience or not, sometimes people will go in with you and give you their money to invest for them. It's usually based on your track record. So if you don't have a track record, you can always come to us because we do have a track record. But if you want to do it on your own, that's fine. We recently closed $26 million in deals. We have a lot of stuff in process. And we also just did a soft proof of funds recently for up to $500 million to purchase distressed real estate assets from banks and trusts and things like that. Okay, so syndication, like anything else, starts with the asset. You have to find the property, okay? Usually it's a large apartment building, a shopping center, an office building, something pretty large, maybe 2, 5, 10, 50 million or more. And when you're syndicating, you syndicate out shares, which means you have to have reporting to people so they know what their money's doing for them and how much it's making and all that kind of good stuff. I mean, we have some notes that we own, some of which have performed really well and some have not, and we get statements every month from the company that manages the notes for us, and they tell us how we're doing, and they tell us how much money we've made. They send us a check, and then they tell us what's left in the account. So anytime you're doing any kind of thing when you're working with investors other than yourself, you need to do reporting on a reasonably regular basis, probably once a month, or at best once a month, and more likely once every couple of months or once a quarter, but more likely I like to get it once a month because it keeps me advised of what's going on. And as an investor, we want to know, you know, how the investment's doing. Is it making money? What kind of money is it making? Is it growing? Does it have a chance for real success? Do we want to maybe get out of the investment? I mean, maybe it's a term where you put your money up and you lock it up for 12 months and you can't get it out because you're without a penalty, or maybe you can't get it out at all because it's invested in different things that are not going to pay off until then, like notes or properties or whatever. So syndications are a wonderful way to create a lot of power through a lot of money to a lot of people and help them understand how they can get involved with you without spending $5 million on a $5 million asset. So the first thing is you've got to find the asset. Okay, find a shopping center, office building, whatever it is you want to buy, and then you have to get it under contract. I wouldn't go out looking for syndication partners unless I had it under contract. Now, you can put the syndication partnership together beforehand subject to finding the property, but if you don't find the property, it's going to be a big waste of time. So what I would do is if you have a bunch of investors that are interested in working with you, I would say to them, okay, let me go out and find a piece of property, and then I'll come back and work with you. And you can preview the investors. You can get them all set up. You can have them all ready to go once you find something, but you got to find something so you can tell them the story, okay? And you need to find something that meets their criteria because every investor has criteria. So you want to make sure that all the criteria for all the deals you're looking at are met by each investor. I suggest you set the criteria yourself rather than have the criteria set for you, because if you set it yourself, then you'll be able to say, okay, I'm going to pay this amount of money a month, or I'm going to pay this percentage on an annual basis. I'm going to give you this much ownership, this, that, whatever it might be that you're doing for them. You lay it out in advance so everybody knows what they're going to be receiving, and make it the same for everybody, and then take that document and use it as a boilerplate and make sure that when you go out to look for transactions that they could fit into that model of what you're offering to your investors. Because if it does fit into that model and you go back to them and say, okay, I found a deal, this is how it works, you will get the investment return that you that I told you about, this is how it would be structured, and why don't we go ahead and do the deal. Now, when you're buying large properties, obviously they want to make sure you have the money to open up the deal, and that's always a challenge. So you have to probably have some investor that's willing to put up a deposit for you, which could be refundable or non-refundable, as the case may be. Maybe they're one of your syndication partners. Maybe they're not. And once you put up that deposit, that gives you a time period to be able to raise your money and be able to close your deal. And, of course, the shorter the time period, the better price you're going to get. Not necessarily always, but certainly a good part of the time, cash speaks. So if you're closing for all cash and you're not asking for any loans, you're going to get better pricing than if you're closing with loan financing as a contingency. So even if you're doing a loan, if it's non-contingent, then that's fine because it means that you're going to close cash. Whether you get a loan or not, it's not material to the person that you're buying the property from because you're giving them all cash at the close. Okay? So it gets back to the same things we keep talking about, finding the assets. And once you find the asset, tie it up, and then bring it to your syndication partners. Okay, let's talk about how you find those people, the syndication partners. One thing that you can do is you can go, and we talked about this before, you can talk to high net worth individuals, meaning their accountants, their attorneys, go to events where they show up, conferences, places like that. If it's a particular industry that you're interested in targeting, you can go to their meetings. Like if it's a bunch of doctors, you can go to a meeting where the doctors all get together. You can post in a hospital on their bulletin board or maybe on their website. There's a million different ways you could find the investors. Once you find an investor, you definitely want to make a presentation that's professional. You want to make sure that they know what you're doing and you know what you're doing and you don't sound like you're fumbling, because if you do, they're going to be frightened. And investors want security. What they also want is they want track record. Now, if you have that, that's fine. If you don't have that, we can provide that for you to give you support. And we've given that support to many people that have taken that and moved forward and brought deals much further than they would have gotten otherwise, in our opinion. And I think sometimes they've closed some of it, and sometimes they've run into problems. But, you know, different deals need different help. So how do you find these deals? Well, obviously, same thing we talk about, go to the banks. There's a thing called the Weiss Report that you can get, which lists all the banks that are in trouble. You can reach out to the banks, talk to the banks, tell them what you're looking for if you want a shopping center. Like I had an investor yesterday call me and say, okay, I want shopping centers in Southern California, $100 to $120 a foot, $5 to $50 million or more. And he suggested a couple places I could look for them. And if I found anything, you know, that I could perhaps purchase it, and he would be the interested buyer to buy it from me or buy it with me or buy it and pay me a packaging fee for delivering it to him, whatever it may be. So you have to know the criteria of what you're looking for. And as I said, if you have investors, make sure that they know what you're buying. Like if you say, okay, I'm going to be buying an apartment house. And they all say, okay, fine. And you give them the criteria, and they say, okay, fine. Now you go out and you bring them a shopping center. Well, maybe a good deal, but maybe they don't want to buy shopping centers. Maybe they just want apartment houses. Maybe they just want apartment houses in a certain zip code. So you have to be very specific about what you're going to be bringing them and make sure it's exactly what they want. Because if you say, I'm bringing you a bunch of single-family houses, and they say, well, I only want to invest in self-storage facilities, excuse me, I was up very late last night, self-storage facilities, then you can talk to them and they can invest in self-storage facilities. So, and you can put these things together with accountant's help or attorney's help. I would get an accountant or an attorney if you're going to do a limited partnership, for sure, and have them help you put the paperwork together. The most important thing it keeps getting back to is you have to have the asset. That asset has to be something that you can work with. We had a deal the other day come in that's in the United States. It's in an area where there's some very, very expensive property. It's a big hotel. And the guy who bought the hotel doesn't know what to do. And he lost $30 million so far trying to figure it out. A bank that he's not involved with a bank, he's involved with an insurance company. They're holding about $25 million worth of loans. And we think we could buy the whole thing for about $30 million cash to get everybody taken care of. However, it's, again, a syndication. We're probably going to take that deal, and we're going to tie it up, and we're going to contract it. And then after we contract it, we're going to start looking for the investors to invest in the deal. Syndication. In this case, we're taking a hotel. We're repositioning the hotel into a new hotel and a condominium complex and some timeshares. It's in a resort area. And then we're going to finance it, and we're going to fix it all up and make it a beautiful landmark for the area. And probably part of our compensation will be some free property that we own as a result of putting this together, probably some condos, maybe some timeshares, but more likely just some condos. And, you know, maybe a bunch of hotel nights or something, and also ownership in the property. So we're going to end up with a very good deal for putting it together because it's very complicated and it needs somebody that's really experienced. And I think we can handle it because I've been doing this for over 30 years. But the point is that will be done as a syndication, more than likely, where we'll bring in partnership to put the, tie up the property, and then we'll have probably 60 or 90 days to raise the capital, to finish the financing, and finance the deal all cash to close to the seller. So the seller basically gets out of the property. The lender who's holding the debt now gets out of the property. And we end up making a wonderful deal and saving about $30 million worth of what's owed currently. So, again, syndications are all about working with very high net worth individuals. You can find these people by talking to business managers, in the entertainment business and sports business, it's usually business managers. You can talk to attorneys who represent all kinds of folks, CPAs. You can go to meetings of conferences, go to networking conferences. Just find the investors, just like we've talked about in many other discussions. You can go to golf courses. You can go to places where they hang out and high net worth individuals go, like expensive restaurants or whatever it may be, where you find very, very wealthy people, and you get to know them by just hanging out. You could probably just sit at the bar. I've done it before, just sit at the bar and drink an iced tea or a Coke and talk to people that come in and out and talk to the bartender and ask them who might be interested in something like that, because bartenders know all that stuff because people talk to them all the time. So you need to find the investors, and, of course, then you need to find the property as well, and you put the whole thing together. Now, generally in a syndication, you're going to have a period of time that you're holding onto the asset so that you're going to either fix up the problem or resell the asset or hold it for income, if it's an income-producing asset or a shopping center or whatever it be. That may be a package of single-family homes. It may be a shopping center, an office building. It could be anything at all. It could be land. It could be whatever you want to do. And so decide what interests you the most. If you're going to do syndications, find people that are interested in the kind of properties that you want to syndicate. Become a general partner in the syndication for putting your time and energy in and finding the property. Instead of putting in your money, put in your time. Once again, no money down. Get money from investors to put up your deposit. Close on your transaction with investors that are interested in syndicating. make sure you have the right paperwork. The title company will make sure it's all done properly and all those kind of good things. And you just close the file. And then you own the asset with a number of other people. Now, there's some ups and downs to this. Well, certainly one of the downs is that you have to do reporting constantly, every month. And you have to have meetings with your investors, sometimes monthly, annually, quarterly, to just bring them up to speed as to what's going on. Maybe you have conference calls, because maybe they're all over the country or maybe they're all over the world. You could have webinars. You could have conference calls. Conference calls are free. There's free conference call services that hold up to 99 people. Webinars, I think, have a charge to them, but you can sometimes get those done on a trial basis with no charge. You can at least do one that way. And what you can also do is bring in a partner who's willing to pay for your expenses to run your webinars or run your conferences or stuff like that. If you want to go past a free service, you have people help you. Just remember, think about the mouse and the elephant. The elephant has the mouse next to it, and the mouse is sitting there trying to figure out how to become an elephant. And a mouse can't become an elephant, but what a mouse can do is a mouse can become friends with an elephant. Okay, there's there's an expression, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? Why? Because you have to do things slowly and you have to do things with caution and care. That's how you get things done. When you do things haphazardly and when you try and be too frenetic about it, it just doesn't happen most of the time. I mean, there's always the exception to the rule, but for the most part, it doesn't happen all the time. And when you're dealing with these kinds of properties and syndications and large transactions, 2, 5, 10, 20, 50, 100 million or more, you want to make sure you're really, really, as I said, have a wonderful presentation, something that is really exciting for people to learn about. Like, I had a guy come to me yesterday. He had a full business plan. It's not involving real estate, but it's involving asset-based finance, which we've talked about before. He has a business. He's already got 550 locations he's in. And what he does is he lends money to people to fix their cars for 12 months. So if somebody can't afford to fix their car, I'll pay all the money at once. He says, give me 10% down, and I'll give you a loan for the rest. And I'll just take the car for collateral. I don't want it. I don't care what your credit is. I don't care where anything is. He puts one of those things on the cars to watch the car, make sure that it's always someplace that he knows where it is, and he lends them the money. The returns on his investment on an annualized basis, are you ready for this? Over 250%, because he collects every 10 days. Every 10 days. And so he's asked us to help him by bringing another $3 to $5 million into his company so he can expand. And I have an investor who likes to buy car loans against cars. And so I'm thinking of putting them together. Once again, another form of syndication, a kind of a partnership. You know, if we put that together, we'll get a piece of the company. We'll get a fee for packaging the deal. And again, we put no money down. It's all about connections. It's all about putting your energies into the deals. It's all about finding the deals and then eventually having the deals find you. So let's go back to syndication again. You definitely want to find a property. You want to do your due diligence. You want to make sure that it's priced right, that it's got the right kind of conditions that you have that your investors will accept. Make sure that it can cash flow properly to meet those investors' needs, and then put your package together and present it to the investors that have already expressed interest, and you already know what they want to do because they've already given you a sheet of criteria that they're willing to do that you've actually prepared. They've signed off on that and said, that's fine for me. I'll be happy to do that, and I'll work with those criteria, and that'll be fine. So when you're working with these high net worth people and you go to any meetings ever, anywhere, always dress accordingly. I'm not saying you have to wear a suit or anything, but if you're going to some place where there's wealthy people, you want to look nice. You want to make sure you're clean shaven and you look, if you're a man, or very well presented if you're a woman. Just think about if you're going to a meeting at an attorney's office or an accountant's office, what you want to dress like or what you'd want somebody to dress like if they were coming to see you, and you were one of those people. So we recommend that you do that. Now, if you say to yourself, wow, I don't have those kind of funds to be able to get those kind of clothes, so I can go to those kinds of meetings, well, then maybe you need to find somebody that will advance you some money so that you can go and get those kind of clothes. And you don't have to spend a lot of money on the clothes. You can go to discount places. You can even go to, I bought beautiful suits at Goodwill, and they're very inexpensive because people basically gave them away. And so I've gotten some great stuff that people just really didn't want for almost next to nothing. I bought a beautiful case to carry a lot of my papers in that normally cost $50 to $75 for a dollar, you know, and I bought a jacket, a beautiful suit jacket for $250. That's normally like $250. That's like a penny on the dollar. So the point is you can get nice clothes for very little money. Make sure you look nice and all that stuff. If you're having problems with where you live and maybe you don't even have a place to live and you're still working on getting started in real estate, then, you know, just use all the tools we keep talking about. Go to the internet. I had a guy today send me an email about a website that I can that I can put the show on that's tied in with Craigslist that will allow me to advertise the show for free and then bring a lot of people on so they can listen to the show, because we're trying to get a lot of people to listen to the show so that everybody can make more money and the show can be more successful. So we're at about 2 minutes and 35 seconds. So I'm going to kind of start to wrap this up. Again, my name is Ken Shepard. I have a company called Creative Flips Incorporated. We do real estate and all kinds of creative financings, loans, purchases, partnerships, equity participations, credit enhancements. We've closed $26 million in deal flow recently. We have a lot of stuff in process. We're very excited about what we see in the future. There's a lot of opportunity out there for people that are just desperate for money. We'll do crazy things to get it and pay crazy rates. We're looking at a deal right now where the deal is going to be secured by a Ferrari, a Rolls Royce, and a 40-foot yacht to give a guy 200-some-odd thousand so he can improve his inventory, because he's already sold he's sold everything in his inventory, and he's oversold his inventory, so he needs to get more inventory. So he needs the money to buy the inventory, and we're considering providing him with that funding secured by his inventory and also his purchase orders and also the Rolls Royce, the Ferrari, and the boat. So I have about 90 seconds left on the show. It's been a joy being with everybody today. Really hope you had a fun time listening to what we talked about with syndications. If you go back through the different shows, each show has a different topic, and we'll be bringing on guests in the near future to kind of go deeper into those topics where people have expressed more interest than in others. And so we're excited to be with you. We're always available to help you. You can call our office 24/7, 310-358-7087, or send us an email to fci@pacbell.net, 24/7, and we will be more than happy to work with you and help you grow. Thank you very much for listening today. We're about 30 seconds on the show. You can remember that we have a Twitter account at Ken Shepard, and we're going to be bringing on different kinds of guests, as I said, that are specific to certain kinds of things, investments and REOs after the sale, and the kinds of things that seem to be the ones that everybody's excited about, notes and loans and creative financing, thinking out of the box, working out of the box, all with no money down. So I have about 10 seconds. Have a great day, everybody. We'll be back on the air probably tomorrow with a new and exciting topic. I'm not sure what it'll be yet, but just watch and listen, and you'll learn. 818-585-9706 is my cell, 9 to 5. Have a lovely day. Thanks a lot for listening again. Bye-bye.